Some like it hard. Some like it hot. Some like it hard. Some like it hot. Some like it hard. Some like it hot. Some like it hard.
Your home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app.
CFW.
Step one, you say we need to talk. He walks, you say sit down, it's just talk. Smiles politely back at you. You stare politely right on through. Some sort of window to your right. She goes left and you stay right. Between the lines, fear and blame. You begin to wonder why you came. Where did I go wrong? I lost a friend somewhere.
I know.
This is 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Love it.
Listen to 105.7 CFW anytime, anywhere. Tell your smart speaker to play WCFW.
Thank you. Uh-huh. We heard you singing along. It sounds pretty good, though.
Well, I like to sing along to music, so it keeps me in a better mood.
Here's another one for you to sing to. 105.7 CFW.
I got my first real six-string, bought it at the Five and Dime, played it till my fingers bled. Was a summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried real hard. Jimmy quit, Jody got married. Should've known we'd never get far. Oh, and I look back now, the summer seemed to last forever. And if I had the choice, yeah, those wanna be there. Those were the best days of my life. Hey. Ain't no use in complaining when you got a job to do. Spend my emails down at the drive-in, and that's when I met you, yeah. Standing on your mama's porch, you told me that you'd wait forever. Oh, when you held my hand, I knew that it was now or never. Those were the best days of my life. Oh, yeah. Back in the summer of 69. Oh!
Make someone's day extra special. Open up the Civic Media app. Find CFW, then send us your birthday and anniversary shout-outs. Mike will pass them along weekday mornings at 8:15. Sponsored by Lasker Jewelers. Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Hold on, little girl. Show me what he's done to you. Stand up, little girl. Broken heart can't be that bad. When it's through, it's through. Fate would twist of both of you. So come on, baby, come on over. Let me be the one to show you.
I'm the one who wants to be with you. Deep inside, I hope you.
One, two, hold.
I'm the one who wants.
together, baby. You can make my life worthwhile. I can make you start to smile. When it's through, it's through. Fate would twist the both of you. So come on, baby, come on over. Let me be the one to show you.
I'm the one who wants to be with you.
I'm the one.
Deep inside, I hope you'll feel it too.
Feel it too.
Waiting on a line of greens and blues.
Yeah, just to be the next to be with you.
I'm the one who wants
I'm
to
the one.
Be with you. Deep inside, I hope.
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW!
Thank you.
This is 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
But you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my bestest. And nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some. But I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm yours.
Mm-hmm. Hey, hey.
open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. I look into your heart and you'll find love, 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 love. Listen to the music of the moment, people dance and sing. We're just one big family, and it's our God-forsaken right to be loved. Love, 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 love. So tongue in the mirror and bending over backwards just to try to see it clearer, but my breath fogged up the glass, and so I drew a new face and I laughed. I guess what I'll be saying is there ain't no better reason to rid yourself of vanities and just go with the seasons. It's what we aim to do. Our name is our virtue, but I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. I look into your heart and you'll find that the sky is yours. So please don't, please don't, please don't. There's no need here to complicate, 'cause our time is short. This, oh, this, oh, this is our fate.
And more. 105.7
CFW.
Heard it from a friend who. Heard it from a friend who. Heard it from another. You've been messing around. They say you got a boyfriend. You're out late every weekend. They're talking about you and it's bringing me down. But I know the neighborhood, and talk is cheap when the story is good, and the tales grow taller on down the line. But I'm telling you, babe, that I don't think it's true, babe. And even if it is, keep this in mind. You take it on the run, baby, if that's the way you want. You say you're coming home, but you won't say when. But I can feel it coming. If you leave tonight, keep running. And you need never look back again. You take it on the run, baby. If that's the way you want. Don't believe it, not for a minute. You're
touch burning. I was a key that could use a little turning. So tired that I couldn't even sleep. So many secrets I couldn't keep. Promised myself I wouldn't weep. But one more promise I couldn't keep. It seems no one can help me. How to smile, make it somehow all seem worthwhile. How on earth did I get so jaded? Life's mystery seems so faded. I can go when no one else can go. I know when no one else knows. Here I am just a drowning in the rain with a ticket for a runaway train.
Informed with the latest news throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley on our sister station 93.5 The Tap. James Kelly and the WCFW News team has what you need to know every hour, 24 hours a day. For the latest news, talk, and discussion on what's important to you, count on 93.5 The Tap and WCFW.FM.
This is InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's what's happening on this week's show.
It's an age-old question. Do parents really have favorites among their children? Recent research answers the question, predicts which child may be favored, and reveals the long-term effects on kids as they grow up.
Most parents are going to say, I don't have one. Who do you spend more time with? Who are you more affectionate towards? Who do you give more money to? Who do you have more conflict with? Those types of questions.
Then, your personal data is being bought and sold. Is there anything you can do about it?
Anything that's connecting to Wi-Fi or Bluetooth, the odds are pretty good that there are companies in the background lurking there to collect as much information about you as possible.
Those two stories and more are coming your way on this week's edition of InfoTrack. The show begins right after this.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Business taxes. Was stressing about all the time and all the money you spent on your taxes.
This is my bill?
Now Business Taxes is a TurboTax small business expert who does your taxes for you and offers year-round advice at no additional cost, so you can keep more money in your business. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com/business. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text LION to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text LION to 42424. That's LION to 42424.
InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's your host, Chris Whitting.
If you grew up with brothers and sisters, you may have wondered if your parents had a favorite child. Recent research into this question had some eye-opening results, and InfoTrack's Roy Mackey has the details. Roy?
Thanks, Chris. Our guest is Professor Alan Jensen from the Brigham Young University School of Family Life. Professor, what inspired you to study this issue, whether parents have favorites and how that affects sibling relationships?
So somebody who studies sibling relationships, this is one of those questions people ask me all the time. And most of us have siblings or we have kids of our own, and people just want to know who tends to be the favorite.
So let's start with the most important findings from your study.
Probably at the top of that list is that daughters tend to be the favorite child. And this is something that surprised us. Going into this, we thought it would be sons, or at least maybe fathers would favor sons and mothers would favor daughters. But when we asked parents, who do you tend to give this kind of preferential treatment to, parents tended to say it was the daughters, both mothers and fathers. But there's a caveat with that, that we asked also children who tends to be the favorite. So if you're a daughter, do you feel like you're being favored? If you're a son, do you feel like it's your sister? And in the case of the kids, they did not feel like there was actually favoritism going on there regarding gender.
And what about younger siblings? Are they favorites typically?
This is a great one. You know, historically, I think most people think younger kids are the favorite. I'm the youngest kid in my family. I think a lot of my siblings would say that I am. And in some cases, we found that the answer is yes. However, it gets a little more complicated than that. So when we're measuring favoritism, we're not just saying, who is your favorite child? Most parents are going to say, I don't have one. And most parents probably don't actually have one. But instead, we say, who do you spend more time with? Who are you more affectionate towards? Who do you give more money to? Who do you have more conflict with? Those types of questions. So in many ways, parents were saying, yes, maybe I do tend to favor those younger kids, but it was a very small effect. But then when we asked them, who do you give more freedom to? Meaning like, who do you let make their own decisions and, you know, go do things outside of the home without supervision? Parents tended to favor older kids. Now, when I say that, people say, well, of course, right? They're older. But a key thing about this study is we're looking at kids from childhood, like 3, 4, 5, all the way up into adulthood. And even as adults, parents were saying, I tend to give more freedom to my older child.
Do moms and dads typically have the same favorite, or does that differ as well?
You know, in this study, we weren't able to pull that apart. But some other research on this topic would say that it's often different, usually not the same child.
What impact does this perceived favoritism have on that particular child's mental health and behavior?
This is the question, right, of why does this all matter? Other research, my own included, consistently finds that children who are getting the short end of the stick, right, not being treated as favorably as their sibling, they are more likely to be depressed, to be anxious. They're more likely to get in trouble at school and at home. They also tend to report worse relationships with their family members, their siblings, their parents. So in general, it's not good.
Our guest on InfoTrack is Professor Alex Jensen from the Brigham Young University School of Family Life, and he recently conducted a study into whether parents have favorites among their kids and how that affects sibling relationships. Professor, I wanted to touch on that relationship between siblings. How does that favoritism affect that relationship, and does that continue into adulthood for the siblings?
Here it gets slightly more complicated. So we often are looking at who gets the preferential treatment and who gets the less favored treatment or the less favored child. And those who are less favored are going to report stronger effects here. But when we're talking about the family relationships, we also often look at just how much inequality there is in that treatment. Every family, the parents are going to need to treat the kids differently to some degree. But when those differences become larger, both the favored and the less favored kids are actually reporting that they have worse family relationships. And does that continue into adulthood? We don't have great data to really back this up. We're often looking at short-term longitudinal studies or maybe cross-sectional studies. But data from those sources would say this does continue to matter. People in adulthood still, if you ask them how they were treated in comparison to a sibling while they were growing up, those things still often impact their mental health and their well-being, even into their 70s, 80s, 90s.
How can parents recognize if they're unintentionally favoring one child over another?
I think your kids will let you know one way or another. Maybe it's that they outright say it, that this isn't fair. Maybe it's that they're just showing signs of stress around dynamics with their siblings. But if you're paying attention to how your kids are acting, what they're saying, I think they'll let you know. But I think the key there is to being open to that you might be doing this poorly.
Do you have any suggestions for parents who want to balance treating their children equally while still addressing their individual needs?
There's a study, it's fairly old now, from the late 90s, and has been replicated a couple of times. What they found was that if children recognize the reasons for those differences, and those reasons are legitimate, that then the effects of the favoritism tends to wash away. So at least the way I approach this in my parenting and the way I encourage other people is try to have some open dialogue with your kids about those differences, why they exist. And if your reasons are legitimate and logical, hopefully then you can communicate that to your kids. One example that I often share, my oldest daughter, this is probably, 7 or 8 years ago, she was feeling really frustrated. And I could tell it had something to do with favoritism. And it took a couple of weeks to get her to open up and explain this to me, especially because she was younger, right, and be able to vocalize this. But one day she just said, Dad, it's not fair because my little sister has more clothes than I do. And inside, I just kind of laughed. I'm like, okay, this is much more minor than what I was thinking. But I was like, all right, so where do you get your clothes from? And we talked about how we buy her clothes. And I said, now when your sister gets clothes, where do they come from? And the first thing that popped into her head was, oh, she gets all my hand-me-downs. And it just clicked in her head, well, of course she's going to have more. She gets all my worn-out clothes, and she gets new clothes too, but that's why she has more. And she popped up from the table, ran off, and she was fine.
Just as a final word, do you have any advice for parents how they can use the findings from your study to make some positive adjustments?
use these findings to just reflect. You know, maybe it's not that you favor daughters, maybe it's not that you favor your youngest, but we all do treat our kids differently. So reflect on how those differences happen in your family and be open to change.
Professor Alex Jensen from the Brigham Young University School of Family Life, thank you very much for sharing your research with us.
Thanks for having me.
And for InfoTrack, I'm Roy Mackey.
Next, they're selling your personal info and it's legal. That story, straight ahead.
There's more InfoTrack coming up. Stay tuned.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting and rules for occurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stopped. Opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text SKINNY to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text SKINNY to 200-300. That's SKINNY to 200-300. SKINNY to 200-300.
Now, InfoTrack continues. Once again, here's Chris Whitting.
Think you're in control of your personal data? Think again. A recent report by the Electronic Privacy Information Center and the U.S. PIRG Education Fund reveals that nearly half the states with consumer privacy laws are flunking when it comes to protecting your information. Joining us to talk about this is R.J. Cross, U.S. PIRG Education Fund's Don't Sell My Data campaign director and a report co-author, and she's here to help us unpack this report.
Glad to be here, Chris. This is an issue that really impacts all Americans. Anytime we use a device that connects to the internet, like our smartphones or computers, anything that's connecting to Wi-Fi or Bluetooth, the odds are pretty good that there are companies in the background that are lurking there to collect as much information about you as possible in order to sell it to other entities. And this has been going on for 10, 15, maybe even 20 years, and it's been almost entirely legal for all of it, which means that right now, odds are very good that there are hundreds of companies, many of which you've never heard of, holding information about you. And so you would think that something that is a consumer privacy law would actually protect your privacy as a consumer, but a lot of them actually just don't do that. They allow for companies to continue collecting basically whatever information they want about you and doing basically whatever they want with it. A lot of browsing information, like every website you've ever visited, every purchase you've ever made, every web search you've ever done, where you work, what your education level is, and where you went to school, a lot of information about your household income, about your family, you know, how many kids do you have in the home, what ages are they, a lot of information that ultimately gets used a lot of times to target you with ads, which sounds, you know, a lot of people don't mind getting targeted ads, but the problem is that the massive data sharing network that goes behind a lot of the targeted ads that you get